This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, November 17th, 2022. Patty Murray is about to begin her sixth term as U.S. Senator. Should she complete her six-year term, she will be among the longest-serving senators in American history. According to the Seattle Times, she will also likely be the first woman to serve as Senate President pro tem, and will preside over the Senate in the Vice President's absence. The position is third in line for the presidency after the Vice President and the House Speaker. She is also likely to chair the powerful Appropriations Committee, giving her great sway over federal spending and the ability to steer funding to Washington. She said her top priorities for the next Congress are codifying abortion rights, passing voting rights legislation, and expanding access to affordable child care. She won her re-election campaign with 57.4% of the vote. On Tuesday, the United Nations announced that the population of the Earth had reached 8 billion people. It took over 200,000 years of human prehistory and history for the human population to reach 1 billion in 1803. It's taken only 219 years more to grow to 8 billion. Demographers now predict that by the latter half of the century, or possibly earlier, the global population will enter a sustained decline for the first time. Here's another number. As of yesterday, 6,618,664 people in the world have died of the COVID-19 virus. That's slightly more than the number of people who live in Seattle, Portland, and Denver. And here's another number. 1. Laura Mackey, aged 35, an experienced hiker from Vermont, has disappeared in the Olympic National Park, and members of her family have been told she is not expected to be found alive. She set out for Enchanted Valley on October 30th and has not been heard from since. According to local news sources, there was an extensive search and rescue mission, hampered by snow and freezing weather, but as of yesterday, she had not been found. The National Park Service has not completely suspended the search. It is ongoing, but limited. The Recyclery, Port Townsend's nonprofit bicycle hub, will close temporarily on October 23rd in order to develop a strategic plan. Their webpage tells us, quote, "For 15 years, we have been surrounded by our community grit, creativity, bicycle donations, and love. However, we are now closing in on 2 years of negative revenues, as well as gaining a deeper understanding of evolving community needs, a global pandemic, supply chain disruptions, and impacts of climate change." Unquote. They hope to find ways to continue their mission of access, education, advocacy, sustainability, and community. They would like to hear from the community. You can direct comments, ideas, questions, and concerns to the public comment form at its website and social media pages, ptrecyclery.org. And another recycle reminder, because it is still a little under the radar, you can drop off your clean number 2, 4, and 5 plastics, including caps, lids, and can carriers, at the Marine Science Center on the first Saturday of the month and the Food Co-op on the third Saturday. That's the day after tomorrow, between 2 and 4 p.m. PT Potential will turn your plastic into useful and decorative things. Port Townsend Solid Waste Facility off Jacob Miller Road is now closed on Mondays. Hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 4:30. Their household hazardous waste drop-off is closed, but you can take partially full cans of paint to Peninsula Paint, and Waste Not Want Not will take hazardous waste items that still have some shelf life and can be passed along. A county hazardous waste collection day is scheduled for January 21st. Time and place to be announced. And that's it for today's news. 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening, and enjoy this remarkable November weather.